Lord, right now I just want to thank you so much, Lord, for the things, Lord, that Tim and Bob, Lord, they just pour into our hearts, Lord. They pour into our minds, Lord. I want to thank you, Lord, for the words, Lord, that you give them, Lord, every week, Lord. The obedience, Lord, the servant's heart, Lord, that they carry, Lord, to serve you and to lift this congregation high, Lord. Right now, I just want to bless them, Lord. I bless them, Lord, with your love, Lord, your spirit, Lord, that pours over them every week. Lord, I just want to pray, Lord, that you would lift them up, Lord, in their weaknesses, Lord. When they feel like they're just not enough, Lord, that you would pour into them, Lord. Your love, Lord, would just pour into them, Lord. Your arms, Lord, would wrap around them, Lord. Lord, I just thank you again, Lord, for the things, Lord, you've given them, Lord, that they serve you, Lord, with their whole hearts, Lord. And I just ask, Lord, that you would just bless them, Lord, for the way, Lord, that they bless us. Thank you, Lord, again, Lord, for these men and these wives, Lord, that support them, Lord. I want to thank you for them as well. I want to pray your blessing, Lord, over their marriages, Lord, their kids, Lord, that you would just lift them up as well, Lord, and support them, Lord, in all the things that they go through also. Lord, I just give them to you, Lord, today. Just allow them, Lord, to continue to serve you and be strengthened up, Lord, every day, Lord. Lord, I pray for our congregation, Lord, that we would just lift them up, Lord, every day, Lord. Keep them lifted up, Lord. Support them and just do the things that you've called us to do, Lord, in supporting them. Lord, I just give them to you, and I thank you, Lord, for who they are in you and for the anointing, Lord, they have, Lord, to serve this church, this congregation, Lord, and these people. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, that wasn't in the agenda.
Before we continue and go on, one of the prophets in the house feels that we should pray for marriages. So,
yeah.
So if I could, I'm
yes,
going
Lord.
To pray for the marriages here.
Yes, Lord.
Well, Father God, I pray that the marriages here become what they should be, Lord. And if they're not there, Lord, that they move in that direction, Lord. That the two become one flesh, that we stop thinking of ourselves as one, and that we think of ourselves as together, as we're not individuals, we're not that separate person, that we are married, and that we, as married people, think for each other and think to each other, Lord, that we direct our prayers for our spouses, and that our spouses pray for us, Lord, and that we do secret things for the spouses, that we pray over their pillows, we pray over them when they sleep, we touch them in the sleep, and we pray for them and touch them spiritually, Lord, that we do deep, deep things for our spouses, Lord, that we move in spiritual directions, Lord. Any marriages that are in trouble, Lord, I come against that spirit of division, Lord, and I pray for a spirit of unity in the families and the homes, Lord. I ask you to protect children, Lord,
in
all these families, Lord, in all the families. Lord, if marriages are in trouble, Lord, let them go to someone and say, my marriage needs prayer, and let us pray for them. Let us, as a church, pray for those marriages. Mm-hmm. I thank you, my Jesus. I thank you, my Lord and King. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We got another one. Go for it. No. Don't apologize.
Do you guys know that every 6 months, every cell in your body is regenerated? Like, even internally, like your organs. Now, some of your cells, it happens quicker, but your entire body is regenerated every 6 months. So if your physical body is regenerated every 6 months, I feel like you shouldn't be living 6 months ago in the past. So I don't know if this is just for one person, but just to walk in freedom, Christ has made you new, and he loves making things new. He loves breathing life and creating and giving us things. So just stand in that freedom and in that power in Christ, because if your physical body is regenerated every 6 months, I feel like your heart and your spirit should be able to do that as well.
Should I sit down?
I just have something in my spirit I want to pray out.
You guys can sit, by the way.
Over this congregation, we sang a song about freedom, and I just want to pray this over this congregation.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you have bought our freedom. We are free to walk in holiness. I pray for freedom over this body. I pray for freedom from addictions, whether they be secret or in the open. I pray for breaking off of them. I pray for freedom from slavery of expectations of other people. I pray for freedom from sin that binds us and holds us. I pray for freedom from demonic oppression over marriages, over people. I pray a breaking of that in Jesus' name. But I pray that we would be a body that is characterized by the joy of walking in the freedom that you have bought for us. And we walk in the joy and the freedom of your Spirit in Jesus' name.
Thanks, babe.